All right, note to self.
Yeah, coffee is supposed to go down the gullet, not into your lungs.
Mm. All right, so you're not supposed to inhale it, right?
No.
I thought you were girding yourself for this segment of the show.
No, I took a big hit of my coffee right before we went on, and apparently I decided to suck some down into my lungs. That feels good. Woo-hoo! Wes Welker of the Denver Broncos, you know him?
Sure.
Apparently he's a big winner at the Kentucky Derby this weekend. He left the race with a friend and a serious stack of cash, so much so that they had to be accompanied by a police officer leaving. Now, Wes decided, you know what? I hit it big. I'm going to share the wealth. As he was leaving, he started handing out $100 bills to strangers.
What, did he hit the trifecta or something?
Apparently, he bet well at the Kentucky Derby. He peeled off about $600, giving them away, and the cop said, you got to stop.
Yeah, this is going to turn into a riot.
You don't understand. You start giving away cash, people have a tendency to get a little frantic about this.
Particularly late in the day at the racetrack where cash is running low for some of the other patrons.
Yes.
You see people going, what do you got? You got money? I don't have any more money. What did you do with your money? How come you got money? I would like money. Can I have some of your money?
When I would go to the racetrack, and of course, I mean, I'm a small-time bettor. My bankroll is usually about $50, which makes me a flea on the back of some of the elephants that are betting there.
But you have fun.
But towards the end of the day, you know, after the eighth or ninth race, there are people who are trying to get even on the late daily double. That's what they're hoping. I'm down $200 or whatever. The late daily double could bail me out. And you'll see them lining up at the ATM. Because they're needing the extra 20 or like, 30 or $40.
It's like the football bettor who tries to get healthy on Monday night after getting creamed over the weekend.
At the racetrack, the line that forms before the late double at the ATM is called the loser line. Because those are all
reason.
People that need to reload to try and get even for the day.
I've only been on two or three gambling excursions. And the way I did it is the money that was to be gambled was in my right pocket. The money I won went into my left pocket. When the right pocket was empty, we were done.
No, you're so logical.
I never, ever want to have the feeling when I leave somewhere of regret of the vacation.
See, that's the thing. Most gamblers
love
the feeling of self-loathing.
What?
Talk to anybody.
Really?
Talk to any analyst who deals with problem gamblers. The pain of losing is much more visceral for these people than the thrill of winning. Oh, yeah.
I guess that's why I'm not a problem gambler. I hate losing.
Yeah.
See, I can't stand it. I was playing blackjack, and I was up, I don't know, a couple $300. And I had a really good, I got two tens dealt to me. I thought, all right, I'm going to double down on this. Obviously, we're going to play both hands on this.
Wait a minute, what?
Hmm?
What?
I split
the card.
Oh, no, you don't
you
play that.
You split tens?
That's
of course, did the rest of the people at the table beat you up?
No, I knew what I was doing.
What's the name of the game? 21?
Yes, I know that.
Right. You were dealt a 20. What's better than a 20?
Yes. Two 20s.
Yeah, then you got a five and a six.
No.
And all.
No, the odds are if you get better than...
You're not
going
to split tens. Because the other people at the table will beat you up.
No, they can kiss my chalky white butt. I always split tens, and I like it. Most of the time, I win. So I split the tens, and I won. Thank you very much. And I realized, okay, and I had, I don't know, $75, $80, and I started to put it all on the next hand. I thought, what the heck? I'm hot. I'm going to put... And I realized $80, all it was chips in front of me. So you lose the perception that it's real cash.
Right.
And I thought, wait a minute, this is $80. I mean, I can take the
fancy
family.
Fancy dinner or something like that.
So if
movie
I walk
for all four of you, yeah.
If I walk away right now.
Yeah, but you could turn it into $200.
That voice in the back, don't walk away.
Right.
You know.
You are a big winner.
Greed will jump right on
your head. And I realize if I just walk away now, that this casino just
hates you.
Just paid me to go to dinner and a movie, and I'm golden. I played the last hand. I lost, and I took my winnings, and I walked away. I came away, I don't know, a couple $100 hot.
The dealer gives you a big wink and says, that's why it's called gambling.
Thanks for the tip. You know, I threw him a dollar chip. Another big winner in the world of sports, Kyle Long of the Chicago Bears. Did you hear about what he did?
No. This is Howie Long's kid, I believe.
All right. Bears Pro Bowl guard Kyle Long got a tweet from a family whose kid was being bullied at school and on the bus for his weight. The father sent the guy a tweet and said, hey, you know, my kid is being bullied. Is there anything that you can do? And he started to send another tweet saying, could you talk to him or send him a tweet? Before he could send the second one, Long responded back saying, yeah, sure, I'll ride the bus with your kid.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome. Now, you want to talk about shutting bullying down.
For one day.
You know, you go from hero to zero pretty doggone fast, and you do something that cool, chances are it's not gonna squelch all the bullying, but it's gonna put a different spin on it. I think it's very cool, man. Yeah, absolutely. He didn't have to do it. I mean, he could have just said, "Yeah, I'll send him a tweet saying, buck up, little camper. It'll be okay." But he didn't. He said he would ride the bus, and he did. So that is really, really cool. It proved to be impractical for Long to show up at the fourth grade school or ride the bus with him, and the sides spent several weeks trying to pin down a time when they could, when the key and the kid could speak face to face. The offensive lineman, I don't know, they worked it out and things are, you know, worked out for him.
Did he meet the bully in the playground after school by the bike rack?
Wouldn't that be awesome? Just pick the little punk up by the shirt and go, you know, I'd really like it if you and your friends would stop bullying my buddy.
Mm. As a matter of fact, you're going to refund the lunch money that you've been taking for the last 3 months.
All right, how are our Brewers did? I heard in your news that we won.
Yeah, the Arizona Diamondbacks are not good, and the Brewers got a win last night using 3 home runs. Matt Garza struggled early but settled down and got the win. 2 teams will play again tonight. Uke was having problems last night, though.
Uecker?
Yeah.
Why?
He made like 4 mistakes in the first inning and a half. I don't know if he was having trouble seeing or what the deal was. He had the outs wrong. He had a couple of the players wrong. You know, and he just kept going. And that's what they teach you, is you, if you make a mistake, don't call attention to it. Just keep going.
No kidding. That's what we do.
That's right. But it was pretty noticeable.
Really?
One of my high school broadcasts just last week, I said, hello, welcome to the Evergreens. We're all set for today's basketball game. And, of course, it's a baseball game.
I've done that.
I'm 2
like
sentences into the broadcast, yeah. And I've made my first mistake.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you guys, the schedule you guys keep after you do the morning show and then you go do all these sporting events during the week, I don't know how you do it. I truly do not
naps,
know how you
baby,
do it.
Naps.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you the last
and
time.
And 5-hour energy.
Naps, 5-hour energy, and, well, you know what else you do. By the way, congrats. I don't know if you heard the Sunday Radio Buffet show. I announced that your evening job.
You announced my evening job?
Yeah.
What's my evening job?
Exotic dancer.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Where am I working?
Tom's
where?
Wife didn't know that
How
either.
How much am I charging?
Bar mitzvahs. Weddings.
I have to pay people to have them, yeah. They don't pay me.
WSAU, we'll be right back.
You awoke this morning in a cold sweat that smelled of stale Patron and Poblano sauce. Your head throbbing, your butt literally on fire. Later, you deduce it's due to the habaneros that have moved in and taken up residence there. A person who last night you believed to be a woman named Guadalupe, in actuality is a bartender named Pablocito, who continues to offer to remove said peppers with a pair of pliers while repeatedly exclaiming,
Oh, Dios mío!
You are covered head to toe in promotional swag from Tecate. You have visions of donkey smoking cigarettes and a talking chihuahua with Pablocito's face saying,
Senor, just put the worm in your mouth. You don't got to eat it.
You just peed Pico de Gallo.
I just peed Pico de Gallo.
If you display any of these symptoms, you may have post-traumatic Cinco de Mayo syndrome. There is no cure, but with proper care, you can avoid PTCDMS and be better prepared next year. Post-traumatic Cinco de Mayo syndrome. Nice work, amigo. You rocked it.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.